BBC News with Julie Candler. Western powers have reacted angrily to the unauthorized entry of a Russian aid convoy into rebel-held eastern Ukraine. The United States called it a breach of Ukraine's sovereignty and a dangerous escalation and told Moscow to withdraw the vehicle or face further isolation. Tom Esselmont reports from Washington.
The White House described the movement of the convoy across the border as a breach of Ukraine's sovereignty. It did not go as far as the Ukrainian government in Kiev, which called it an invasion. But the Pentagon spokesman, Rear Admiral John Kirby, said the convoy was a pretense, an excuse to cross into Ukraine in an unauthorized way. Russia insists its convoy is for humanitarian purposes, but Western trust for Moscow is wearing thin. The Obama administration says Moscow's refusal to de-escalate will lead to further sanctions and greater isolation.
Lithuania says its honorary consul in the rebel-held Ukrainian city of Luhansk has been murdered. The Lithuanian foreign minister said the consul, Mykola Zelenets, was kidnapped and brutally killed by terrorists. Lina Sinkevicius had earlier described the entry of the Russian aid convoy into Ukraine as a blatant violation of international law. Suspected Shia militiamen have killed more than 60 people in a Sunni mosque in eastern Iraq. The attack has deepened fears of a sectarian conflagration, as Jim Muir reports from northern Iraq.
The area where the massacre in the mosque took place, in Diyala province, has seen vicious clashes recently between Sunni rebels and Shia militiamen fighting alongside the Iraqi government forces. The mass killing of worshippers seems to have been an act of revenge. After several Shia fighters were killed in a bomb explosion, a group of militiamen headed to the small Sunni village and burst into the mosque during Friday prayers, spraying the congregation with gunfire. It's just the kind of sectarian provocation that's threatening to plunge the country back into the dark days of 2006 and 7, when many thousands died in a vicious spiral of communal carnage.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the Islamist militant organization Hamas will pay a heavy price for the death of an Israeli child. Mr. Netanyahu ordered the military to intensify attacks on Palestinian militants in Gaza. The boy was the fourth Israeli civilian and the first Israeli child to be killed in the conflict. From Jerusalem, Hizmog Labelle.
A day after Israel's targeted assassination of two senior Hamas military leaders and another senior fighter in Gaza, Hamas has fired over 80 rockets and mortars into Israel. Several mortars fell into kibbutz very close to the border, where one four-year-old child was killed. Medics on the scene say the young boy was hit in the head by a mortar shell while playing inside his family home. Israel has launched over 30 strikes in the past day into Gaza, where 2,000 Palestinians have now died since hostilities began.
World News from the BBC. A cinema-goer in central England has been jailed for 33 months for secretly recording a Hollywood action film and uploading it onto the internet. A court heard that Philip Danks cost Universal Pictures millions of dollars in revenue. Colin Patterson reports.
Fast and Furious 6 was downloaded 700,000 times. However, the Federation Against Copyright Theft managed to uncover his real identity, noticing that he'd used the same online name, The Coder, both to sell illegal films and on an internet dating site. 5 days after he posted the recording, he was arrested by West Midlands Police. Even this did not deter Danks from continuing to copy and sell other films online.
One of India's most renowned novelists, U.R. Anantamurti, has died in the southern city of Bangalore. He was 82. Mr. Anantamurti, who criticized the caste system and religious-based politics, made his name as a novelist in the South Indian Kannada language. He was a winner of India's top literary prize and a finalist for last year's Man Booker Prize. The Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has taken part in what's become known as the Ice Bucket Challenge, a charity activity that has recently garnered popularity online. Mr. Renzi was filmed dumping a bucket of freezing water over his head in a bid to raise money for medical charities. Many celebrities have taken part in the challenge, including the former US President George W. Bush and the actor Tom Hanks. BBC News.